The Supreme Court ruling Friday on gay marriage reflects a remarkable shift in Americans' personal views just in the last decade. In the Northwest, Idaho's top elected officials called it disappointing, while others celebrated. As correspondent Jessica Robinson reports, many people reflected on their own changing opinions.
Seattle Mayor Ed Murray married his husband Michael Shiasaki in 2013. Murray told reporters that on the day of the Supreme Court ruling, he wanted to have a normal morning.
I was on my stationary bike in our basement, and my communications director texted me and said, "It's full equality." And I text back and said, "Really?" Which was really my reaction.
Washington was the first Northwest state to have full-fledged legal gay marriage. It happened through a statewide vote in 2012. But Murray said when he was younger, he never thought he would see same-sex marriage legalized nationwide. And it seemed unlikely, even a decade ago. In Oregon in 2004, couples took to the airwaves to ask voters to say no to a gay marriage ban. They talked about practical concerns.
"We worry 36 could put our contracts taking responsibility for each other at risk."
Oregonians passed the gay marriage ban anyway. But last year, the state refused to even defend the ban, allowing a federal judge to strike it down. Idaho took a very different path to gay marriage. It had a voter pass constitutional ban on the books up until last fall. That's when a federal appeals court forced the state to start granting licenses, a decision the governor has been contesting ever since. The Idaho governor and attorney general only spoke through written statements about the Supreme Court's ruling. Governor Butch Otter called the decision truly disappointing. And the attorney general's spokesperson said their office was still reviewing it. But some in this conservative state say their opinions are changing. Brent Schlotthauer of Coeur d'Alene heard about the ruling on the news.
See, it's a nationwide ruling, right? Affects all the states.
It does.
Yep.
And what do you think?
You know, I think it's a good thing.
Schlotthauer says he was raised to believe homosexuality was wrong.
Really not sure exactly where I stand on that. But given the fact that, you know, some states it's legal and some it's not. I think that being uniform across the country is really a good thing. I totally support that.
A few blocks away, it was a big day for Tracy Sandusky, too. He and his fiancée, Julie, drove up from Oregon City to get married in Coeur d'Alene. Sandusky says he's had a change of heart on whether same-sex couples should have the same right.
6 years ago, I probably would have said no, but I've met a couple couples since then, and I'm a truck driver myself, and one was a truck driver and the other was a landscaper, and they were cool people. And I just, I don't know, I'm a little more open-minded than I used to be. I guess if you love somebody, you want to spend your life with them, that's what it's all about.
Maureen Walsh believes she's seen a change in another conservative part of the Northwest, Walla Walla, which she represents in the Washington legislature as a Republican. She took heat in her district for giving an impassioned speech in favor of same-sex marriage in 2012.
But on the other hand, I think if I were to poll the voters in my district now, I think they would be supportive.
Walsh's daughter is engaged to a woman. They plan to get married this fall. Matt Friday of Eugene made his vows to his husband, Bruce Carlson, after same-sex marriage became legal in Oregon last year. But he says it wasn't quite the same as other legal marriages until the Supreme Court ensured it would be recognized nationwide.
It invites us in full-heartedly into citizenship in the United States.
Supreme Court Justice Anthony Kennedy wrote in the ruling that same-sex couples, quote, ask for equal dignity in the eyes of the law. He continues, the Constitution grants them that right. I'm Jessica Robinson in Coeur d'Alene.